evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team prepaid legal conference call. We've got a really exciting call for you guys tonight. We realize there's a whole over 100 couples of the More Success Team down in the Dominican Republic enjoying the fun in the sun, but we're going to do this call anyway. And to get things kicked off, we're going to go to the leader of the More Success Team in Ada, Oklahoma, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you with us?
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. It's going to be an exciting call tonight. We got a great speaker in there, a great lady. And, you know, before we get into that, though, you know, Harlan's been talking a lot about this TV advertising and everything. And, of course, we've already got some ads starting on primetime tomorrow. And anyone that doesn't know about that needs to get in contact with the home office. They found that they can run these spots really, really reasonable. And we're going to get her name out there. There'll be thousands of people throughout the United States doing this. Our name's going to be out there more than ever. And what does it mean to you on the call tonight? It means whether you advertise or not, more people's going to know about prepaid. They're going to be more aware of it. And we're going to really kick this thing in high gear for the rest of the year. You know, Jeremy, it's really exciting to hear your dad on the call tonight. And people have been praying for him. He's just doing wonderful. I didn't think he'd be on tonight because, you know, he's got to get out on the beaches and mess around like that. But he just called in from the Dominican Republic, and I think it was wonderful that he did. And saying all that, well, we thank God for the call tonight. But we have a lady on.
This is Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir, Randy.
All right, I want to interrupt you real quick because I don't know how long I can be on the call, but I am in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We have over 160 couples on the More Success Team. Some of them came in last week. Some of them will be coming in tomorrow for this week. This is one of the most beautiful places in the world. The beaches, I've never seen beaches as pretty as here in Punta Cana. The facility is awesome. I mean, it is huge, over 2,000 rooms. It's got like 13 swimming pools, the beaches, the sand. It's just unbelievable. The food, you cannot believe the food that's here. And the thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, this is all expenses paid because of your company, Prepaid Legal. And I know a lot of you are not on this trip and are on the call, but the reason I'm telling you how awesome this trip is because the new trip has already started where you can actually go to the Beach Palace Resort in Cancun, Mexico, next year, all expenses paid, all your airfare, all you can eat, all you can drink. It is awesome to be around so many prepaid legal associates that are like-minded as you. And I just want to encourage you to get into Players Club. Qualify, you know, 12 months in for the contest here. Get your 10 points a month so you can be Players Club 10. If you do that, keep your persistency up, you will win an all-expenses-paid trip for you and your entire family. And these trips, I've been on, just trip after trip with Prepaid Legal. They're always the best of the best. They're top-notch. And I just want to encourage people, if you ever wanted to take your family on a vacation, what a great way to do it by doing your business on a part-time, full-time basis, and let Prepaid Legal pay for your trip. And that's the reason I'm on the call tonight. I'm right here in the Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, at a brand-new five-star resort and with a lot of people on our team, and it's just so fun. The relationships that you build in this business is what it's all about, and it's just exciting, and I just wanted to share some of that excitement with everyone on the call and encourage you, if you've never been on a trip, get in Players Club, get qualified where you can win a trip. Again, all expenses paid. Most companies are cutting trips out. Prepaid's still giving them. So I'm excited about it, Mr. Moore, and I want to tell everybody that.
I think we can hear that in your voice, Dad. I heard you talk that
well, it's fun. We just need more people here.
Well, you know, Randy, this next trip, the whole place has been booked out. Several million dollars Prepaid has spent. And so this next trip we have, there will be no other people there except Prepaid associates, because they just bought the whole place out for the time period to go. So I think that's a pretty neat. I don't know of any other companies doing that. But Prepaid is moving along. The economy may be bad, but it's great for us. And our people don't have to worry about paying their bills and things. And so saying that, we're glad you could call in tonight and be on the call. And I'm hoping that our next speaker is already on the call. Is Miss Lisa Kimbrell on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. This young lady is one of my very favorite ladies of Prepaid Legal. She's elegant. She's beautiful. Most of all, she's a fine Christian lady. She's a great business person. She's a great presenter. She's a member of the Millionaire Club, platinum jacket earner, ring earner. There's so many, many things that I could say about this lady. I think the best thing I could do is let her really speak for herself. It is my honor and my privilege to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lisa Camrell.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mora. It's my honor and my privilege to be asked to speak on the call. I just feel so blessed and to share, and I'm really just going to jump right into my story. You know, my background was commercial lending. I did a little bit of hard money financing and some venture capital, and I was making really good money. I was making 6 figures a year, but I literally worked 7 days a week. I remember going to the bank Monday through Friday, as Mr. Carruthers says, eight to faint. I literally worked like 8 a.m. till the evening. And, I would work the weekend at a subdivision because I just picked up this additional work to make ends meet. And I remember in 2000, I want to say February 2000, is when I met Kyle, who's now my husband. I remember... I ran into him through a mutual friend at a restaurant, and he was sharing about prepaid legal. Or actually, he said, I wholesale attorneys. And I had never heard of prepaid legal. Here I was in finance. I had sold airplanes. I had been an account representative for United Parcel Service. I'd been out in the financial arena for almost 10 years, and I had never heard of prepaid legal. I didn't know what prepaid legal was. I didn't know what they did. And what I really don't understand is I didn't ask Kyle at the time. I didn't even ask him what it was. I didn't want to know about it. I didn't want to go to a meeting. I was just so focused on what I did. I just thought I had it figured out, and I know I didn't. And at that time, when I met Kyle in 2000, he had already earned the six-figure ring. But again, I was just so focused on what I did. But it's funny, I noticed that when I was off work or when we were together, he did a lot of work from the pool in the hot tub, and he was always on the phone. And I just didn't get it, though. I thought, how can he be successful and work out of the pool in the hot tub? But anyway, about 8 months into our relationship, he invited me to Las Vegas, Nevada. There was a conference going on. I think it was an event, a training, I think, for group trainers. And he had invited me to this reception, and I went to the reception, and I remember about 7:30, they called us in to sit down, and sure enough, it was a briefing. And I sat there and said to myself, you know, he's got me. He finally got me to a meeting. And I'll just tell you that evening, Mr. Agar Thomas shared the service. It was the membership. And it moved me so much. I remember him asking, would you share this membership, whether or not you got paid? And I just said to myself, absolutely. I knew so many people. I had so many clients that needed access. They just needed advice. They needed to be educated on their rights. And I was moved by that. But then Mr. Thomas went into the business. And I remember him putting up the screen that showed the compensation. And I said to myself, oh, it's a thing. And I have to tell you, I just always believed network marketing was for individuals that couldn't get a real job. I really believed that, and little did I know that it's the truth, but it was by choice. They did not want a real job. And I came back from that event, and I truly just started sharing with my clients, just letting them know that this existed. They had so many questions about organization or easements or titles or whether it should be a partnership or an LLC, and I had other loan officers that were kind of interested, but I didn't think I could do the recruiting side of it. I knew I could sell the memberships because I was passionate about it. I wanted people to have access. And then it was Kyle that kind of showed me. I was already doing network marketing because I was the manager of this mortgage division, and I had loan officers that worked for me, and I would train them and work with them, help them get their loans processed. And as they got compensated, so did I. I got a little piece of the pie. And so he really helped me get that, grasp that I could do both. And, you know, he did help me and my team advance to executive director. And I think that's about the time that he married me. I always say he had to make me an executive director first. But then, you know, coming together, that, you know, being under that covenant, we got our wives together. We got on the same page. And that's really how we advanced to the business and moved on to becoming, you know, $250,000 ringers. But I want to say that I have been so committed to the membership and educating. And I remember Chris and Tony Hughes sharing on a call not too long ago about how many people are lying in bed at night wondering how are they going to pay a bill or possibly their mortgage or their car payment, or nowadays how they can pay for groceries or maybe gas money. And, you know, I think about how blessed I am. What if Kyle had never shared this business with me? And I would still be working all those hours. And Mr. Moore shared, I think, on the email about my father about a year and a half ago. My father had a stroke, and praise God he is healthy and whole today. But there was a period of time for about 3 weeks that I was able to spend with my dad 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for about 3 weeks. And my brothers and sisters couldn't do it. Their jobs didn't allow them, or they couldn't afford to take that time. But I've just been so blessed by this business, and you can't put a price on that. And so, and the other thing that the business has done, having that quality time, that financial freedom, the time freedom, we're also able to be co-founders of Passion Church with Pastor Brian and Mercy Allred. But what I really wanted to share tonight was about a week and a half ago, I attended a neighborhood church. I just felt like going by this first family service. And the youth pastor there was sharing, and some of you might have seen this on YouTube or on the news. The pastor shared about the 78-year-old man from Hartford, Connecticut, that was crossing the street. And there's two cars that were like pass on the double line. And the first car clips this older gentleman. And the second car actually catches him, and he goes flying in the air, and he lands right in the middle of the street, and he's lifeless. And the title is "No One Helps Him." Not one person, not the car that hit him, clipped him, not the car that hit him, not other cars passing by, not pedestrians walking by. They might have watched it, looked at him, but no one helped him. And the whole analogy the pastor was sharing was, how many people do we walk by that are dying spiritually? And as I've been reflecting about being on the call and how blessed we are, you know, I wake up in my master bedroom upstairs and I walk down my spiral staircase with the views, and being able to spend that time taking care of my dad and being so blessed. And so I asked myself, and I'm asking everyone on this call, how many people do we walk by? How many people do you walk by every day, or maybe don't follow up on a call, that are dying spiritually, dying emotionally, dying financially, maybe even dying physically because they don't have the means to pay for maybe medical care? But we have, with Prepaid Legal, we have the vehicle. It's just about sharing. It's not going to be for everybody, but we can't be afraid. We've got to get out and share with people what it is that we have. We all have a calling. We all have a purpose. We all have a destiny. And I just implore you, just prioritize your life. Get your affairs in order. And I do believe putting God first. I'm passionate about my husband and loving and supporting your spouse, whether they see the business or not right now. I didn't even think about it for 8 months, and Kyle had already been so successful. So, and what he did is he just continued to be passionate about what he did. He never got on me. He never tore me down or made me feel bad for not understanding or supporting. He just kept focused, and then in time, I could see it. I could see it, and now I have prioritized, and I'm asking you to prioritize that love and the support of your spouse, you know, spending quality time with your kids, taking care of your health, and it all falls into place. And so I'm just asking you, don't be somebody that watches or just walks by. Get out there and talk to people. It doesn't have to be... It can just be, we've talked about it, a smile, a hello, let me get the door for you, let me take the grocery basket back for you. Little things that open the door, and I just promise you, you'll be so blessed. I'm so passionate about Prepaid Legal and what we do. It's the provision for a God-given vision in your life, and you've got nothing to lose, everything to gain, and I'm trying to copy my husband. I'm leaving you with a wisdom key, and that is, the seed that leaves your hand never leaves your future. And I'm so blessed, and I just want to thank you so much for being allowing me to be on the call. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Lisa, that is absolutely great, but I'm sure that Jeremy's going to have some questions, and I like You did such a great job there, but would you suggest that other ladies enter into this venture also?
Other ladies enter into this business?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we know women, as women, we most of us operate from the heart, and where we listen, and not that men don't, but I'm just saying we can take a little more time to listen to the concerns of individuals and maybe nurture. In fact, it's really nice for a team because, you know, usually Kyle's the one that might move in and he knows all the details and the facts, and then I'm the one that kind of nurtures them and walks them through, and I want to say I'm a better listener and just encouraging. But yes, absolutely. Women, young people, it just doesn't matter. There's so many people that have needs. Everybody. It doesn't always have to be bad. It could be proactive.
That's great. Jeremy, I believe you. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have some questions for Lisa? Or maybe we need to throw it open for just, I know it's when we throw it open, it's hard. We have some background noise and everything. But would you be open for a few questions, Lisa?
Absolutely. Yes.
Hang on one second. As I am going to open up the call, so if you guys have background noise going on, please just start picking on your phone. Cut that out. But if anybody has a call.
We do have the background noise, all right.
How do we mute our phone?
Star 6.
I'm sorry? Star 6. Thank you.
Does anyone have a question for Ms. Kimbrell?
How long have you been doing it?
I've actually been an associate for around 9 years now.
Lisa, this is Jeremy. Yes. There was a lot of background, so I muted the call again. But, you know, you've been in this business now for like you just said, for a little over 9 years. Can you kind of share with the team about, you know, what you've seen over the 9 years and what you foresee the opportunity being going forward from now on?
Okay, well, I know when I first got started, or actually was introduced, because I hadn't heard of it, I didn't know about it, so many people that don't understand network marketing, but I remember in the beginning, even myself sharing, I'm so passionate about the membership that I wouldn't necessarily, like, even say the name, I'm an independent associate from Prepaid Legal. I might have sort of mumbled it or was not embarrassed, but just not as confident. And I can say, just gradually over the years, it's just been so much easier, you know, and especially if you're building these relationships and getting to know these people, and you're so much more passionate because you just over and over see how it has set people free financially and helped people with the membership families. I've seen the change in myself is that I am so proud to be an associate and affiliated with Prepaid Legal, and it's gone from maybe not even saying the name, maybe being a little bit hesitant, to being more bold than I've ever been. And it's almost like, you know, I can't believe if someone hasn't heard about it, and I can't believe they don't have a membership, and everybody they know doesn't have it because they haven't been told. And so I've definitely seen this boldness. And it's just going to continue. You know, we always hear the trainings about how it's sold to being bought. You know, more and more people are familiar with it. That there's such a need right now. People have so many questions about their situation. Personally, I have helped so many couples not get divorced, you know, lately. It's like, just get your question answered. Get your affairs in order. Get some of the financial stress off of you. And so I just see it's just more and more people are being educated on what we do. The word's getting out. And that's just what I've seen. It just 9 years ago, I can't even imagine when even Kyle started, you know, 16 years ago, or when Mr. Stone started, what it was like. You know, people kind of made fun of it, and it was not respected or appreciated. And now we've just seen this growth of palate, just you can't tell enough, you can't say enough about it, and it's received everywhere you go. There's just really not any of that hesitation or I want to say a reluctancy, but I'm a little lost there. But that's what I would say, is just that transition has come full circle, and now it's just people are calling me about it. You know, I want it, I need it, I want to get involved, and it's all over the country. It's not just here in our state or in this region. That's what I've seen.
Well, Lisa, you know, we just want to thank you so much for taking time out to be with us on the call tonight. Your passion for prepaid legal and your passion for the products in this business definitely comes through in your voice. And, you know, it's like Papa's always said that once you know your product, you know, 85% of your business success in this business is your own personal enthusiasm and passion. And you guys definitely have it. And that's really, in my opinion, that's the reason why you guys are going straight to the top of this company. But, again, I'm sure Papa wants to say something, but for me, I just want to thank you so much for being on the call, and we truly appreciate everything that you and Kyle do.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy.
Papa?
Yeah, yes. Lisa, you know, I don't know about you, but in my lifetime, it's 25 years of prepaid, I've had people come along and try to get me in other marketers. I've had people try to steal my dream and everything else. I've learned one thing. If I just stay, we have some good days and we have some bad days. That's the way life just happens to be. But if we just stay true to ourselves and true to God, true to prepaid, it all comes out in the wash. And I feel that you feel the same way. Is that right?
Amen. Absolutely.
Yep. So we want to thank you again for being on the call tonight. We do appreciate you. Be sure and tell Kyle hello for me. And we love you, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Jeremy, I'll tell you what, next Monday night, we're going to have another exciting call. The medias will be on, and everybody knows the media team. They're great. They're a great team. They're going to be on next Monday night with us. We're very looking forward to that. And Mr. Stonecipher called, and he's sorry he hadn't been able to be on Monday night, but the next two or three Monday nights, he's going to try to get on for us again. So we got some exciting calls coming up. And, again, I want to say what Randy said before about making the Players Club. It's so important to make the Players Club, not only to win the trips, but to start getting that $100 or $300 or $400 or $500 a month bonus. But it's a lot of great satisfaction comes to that too. And something that I mention quite often, I don't hardly hear anyone mention it, but that's our stock investment club. Ladies and gentlemen, while the economy's down and stock's been going crazy, prepaid stock is held steady and going back up. And you can join into the Stock Investment Club for as little as $25 a month. That won't even buy you one share right now, but there's something about owning some prepaid stock. I learned over 20 years ago, the minute I bought some stock, in fact, I bought some stock right away after I got prepaid. Didn't have much to buy with, but I bought quite a little bit I could, and all of a sudden it became my company. I don't care if you own one share or 10,000 shares, it is part of your company. Everything that it advances you, and it just makes something good to feel. And I want each one of you to remember one thing. Some of you have been in a while, some of you are brand new. But for you brand new people, or for you that hasn't got caught on yet, this is big business. This is very big business. You are the CEO of your own company. And you may be the only one. You may have just got in today or last week. You may be the only one in your company at the moment. But you are the CEO. And as you advance over the years, your company will grow, your company will mature, and you will be prosperous if you'll just stay with it, tell it like it is, don't overpromise, just let us overperform. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have to say for tonight. I just want to always say, as I always do, that please keep putting God first and put your family second and then put prepaid third. That's what
guys, I think we may have lost Mr. Moore, but I think he was wrapping up the call. And we thank everybody for being on tonight. God bless you all, and we'll see you next Monday night. Have a great, productive week.